Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's normally time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. Go to 409TailgateClub.com for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 Tailgate wine needs. We're going to put your questions and his answers on hold for another week because Tommy Stevens entered the transfer portal on Wednesday afternoon.
It really is Ask Ross, but it's just us asking Ross about Tommy instead of the listeners.
It's just
me asking Bob about Tommy too.
Touchdown, Tommy Stevens.
He went in the NCAA transfer portal on Wednesday. He'll be a grad transfer. Apparently, he is going to leave Penn State now. Gentlemen, the floor is yours.
Well, are you not going to get involved?
He's going to get involved.
Bob, let me ask this.
Yeah. I want you guys to go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being totally shocked and 1 not at all, where were you when you heard the news?
I was somewhere in the middle, and the only reason I say that is because of what James said in the press conference after the Blue-White game when he was asked by Rich Scarsella, who is from Berks County, longtime Penn State beat writer. At the very end, the press conference was almost over. He said, "Hey, James, so now that the spring is over, what is the situation with the quarterback competition? Tommy's been hurt. Are you ready to name a starter? Is he the starter?" And James said, "We can't do that. Tommy has not been healthy. It's unfortunate." And he said, "It looks like it's going to be more of a true competition."
So I would say I was a 9. Very, very shocked. But I'd also say I hadn't read the dad quotes in that one article.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the dad quotes.
That's the
And here's the thing, too. I don't know what that story was in the what's it, CD called? Center Daily Times.
Want me to read the quote from Tommy's?
Sure.
From Tom? This was his quote from his dad, Tom, in the CDT prior to the Blue-White game. He said, "Tommy has so much invested in this year, and we know that this is his last shot. If he's not Penn State's quarterback, he's going to be somebody's quarterback. Everyone already knows if he's not playing at Penn State this year, he's probably going to leave. I don't think that's much news to anybody. He wants to be a starter. If it's not Tommy, then I think Sean would do a great job, and we would wish Penn State the best of luck."
So when did that story come out?
Last week.
Last week.
Prior to the Blue-White game.
Okay, so Franklin, obviously, at a minimum, was aware of those comments. So, man, it's really interesting. It's unfortunate on a bunch of different levels, but it's really interesting. I wonder if the dad was – you'd have to think that Tommy and his dad had kind of said that to the coaches before, but even if they didn't, he made it very clear then. And I think the message there is they don't really want Tommy to have to compete for a job and have to maybe not win it.
Right. Or the other thing is that I think that it became clear as spring went on and as Sean got a lot of number one reps. He's basically the number one quarterback.
Right.
I think what James basically said, it's going to be more of a true competition. There was absolutely no guarantee that Tommy was going to win it. And there was also no guarantee that Tommy was going to be able to stay healthy for a month because that issue that he had surgery to fix, it really limited him all of last year dating back to the 2018 spring. So I think Tommy did want to guarantee he was going to play or close to it. And I think he had made up in his mind that if I can't get that assurance, then I'm going to have to – I want to play. I've waited too long. When he was a redshirt freshman – when they redshirted him his first year, I would talk to players and coaches. And the one thing everyone said about Tommy is, like, the kid is chomping at the bit to play. He lost the – he just wants to get on the field and play.
Right.
In practice, he's going 100 miles an hour. When he gets in the game, it's the same way. You look at how he runs the ball. He just wanted to play, and he had not played football, really, since his last year of high school. He really hadn't. And I think he was, you know, he made the decision in the spring of 2018 to not transfer. And I think this year he was like, this is my year and I will play regardless of where it's at. And I think he probably at the end of spring practice, when they have those player interviews, Ashay, that I talked about with the coaching staff, I think he probably said to James, look, I need to know where I stand. Am I your guy or not? If I'm not your guy, I need you to tell me right now. And I think James probably said it's going to be a competition. And it went from there.
So there's so many different angles to this. The one I would say that's probably most interesting is pretty clearly Tommy Stevens and his family wanted an assurance that he would be the guy.
Yeah, I think that's the standout to me.
I think that's fair to say.
Right, and I think that that's probably understandable. It's his fifth year. It's his last year that they want him to go somewhere where he's definitely going to get a chance to start games and at least have starts in his college career and maybe have a chance at the NFL,
yeah.
Right? Maybe if he plays well. So I guess you have to decide as a Penn State fan how you feel about it. I think a lot of head coaches in college football would have probably told Tommy what he wanted to hear and would have said, listen, you're our guy. You're starting the first game. They're playing Idaho. It would be very easy in one of those first few games if Tommy struggles to bench him and put Sean Clifford in. And that way they'd have Tommy's services for the whole season.
Right.
And Penn State's 2019 season would be better. Because it's not just about Tommy Stevens now. It's not just about Clifford versus Stevens. It's about what happens if something happens to Clifford.
Right.
Will Levis. I know Bob loves Will Levis, but, I mean, he just got there.
Love his arm. Like. Love his arm. That's all I'm going to say is right. I love his arm.
So, but my point is I think, depending on your perspective, you could give James Franklin a lot of credit
right.
for being up front with the media
yep.
and for seemingly being up front with Tommy Stevens and his family and just saying, I can't do that. You know, every quote you ever read from Ricky Ronnie and any of those guys was, we love Tom. We think he's got a great chance. We want him to be the quarterback. But they didn't feel like they could do it. Because what if he comes back in the fall and re-injures it? Or what if he comes back and is just sluggish because he hasn't played in a while.
Right.
So I guess I give kudos to Franklin for being honest, even though that was probably hard for him, hard to say to Tommy Stevens, and maybe not in the best short-term interest of the program.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go to 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're talking about Tommy Stevens entering the NCAA transfer portal. Is there any chance he comes back?
I don't see it. I just don't. I mean, I think he's got his degree. It's hard at this stage. He's going into the transfer portal because he wants to play. I think it's very clear.
Correct.
Nothing is going to change between now and the start of August camp. I just don't see it. I think when you're at this point in your career, when you go into the portal, I think it is. And I also believe there has to be. In my mind, there has to be a plan B in place for Tommy. I don't think he went into this blindly. I really don't.
So, I would imagine he wants to go somewhere where he's guaranteed to start.
He wants to play.
I can't imagine that there's an FBS school.
Not a good one.
That will say that to him.
Rutgers.
Coming off an injury and
not
having
being
never
able to
really
practice.
Played before, going, you know, starting from scratch. I don't know how you – I mean, to me, is it like Indiana State? FCS school?
We're just spitballing. To me, it's a really good FCS program that had a quarterback change coming into spring. They run the RPO offense that he's familiar with. Now, is it? I mean, I'm not that familiar with FCS football, but is it James Madison?
Right.
Is it Delaware? Is it Villanova? Is it somebody in the middle of the country? But if you go. To go to Rutgers, he would get his teeth kicked in.
Right.
I mean, it just would not be productive. I think he does want to play. He wants to showcase what he can do. And I still don't think if he does that he's given up on the chances of playing at the next level.
So missing being limited in the spring and missing an opportunity to actually start the quarterback competition. This is his plan B, as you said, Bob. What about staying and competing and winning the job?
to play. And I think that he knew. I think a lot of people within the program know that Sean Clifford's made some serious strides.
Right. That's the other part of the factor.
This was going to be.
Clifford's quotes, he wasn't conceding anything.
This was going to be a heavyweight fight. And Sean Clifford was not backing down. And I think the coaching staff, because he had gotten all those reps in the spring and what he had done even a little bit last year, I mean, the best quarterback has to play. Unless it's going to be 50-50, and I don't know that that was the case. I think Sean Clifford had really picked up some serious ground on Tommy.
So let's talk about what it means for Penn State's program. It's not good in the short term, although it might end up even being okay in the short term because Clifford might be better than Stevens, and maybe they're better off having Clifford play the whole year than Stevens. It's absolutely of a real positive for 2020, 2021. I mean, some people think Penn State's best team might be 2020, you know, with some of the talent they've had. That's when, like, Hamler and Micah Parsons and so many of those guys will be in there. Well, I guess Hamler will be his fourth year, but, you know, likely still be on the team. And so in terms of Penn State long term, it's a real positive because now you'd think Clifford gets to start for 3 years, you know? I mean, unless one of these other guys can beat him. Although, by the way, that almost makes you think, which one of these true freshman quarterbacks is going
to
transfer?
It's going to be like this. You can't have four quarterbacks in a room and expect all of them to stay. And that's it happens everywhere. Just look around. The loser, if you bring a four-star or five-star in, the loser's going to leave. He just is. He's going to be able to play somewhere else. And this is – we're talking about the norm and the transfer portal and all this. It's going to go with the territory. And it speaks to how well Penn State has assembled talent in recent years that they're now in this position.
Yeah, this is sort of the business that they chose, I guess. And it also speaks to me on some level why it's important to try to get pretty good walk-on quarterbacks. So that your fourth guy, fifth guy, your emergency guys are decent.
This isn't Paul Jefferson and Rob Bolden leaving with Matt McGloin staying. It's a new era at Penn State. And the guys that we're talking about, I think, all can play.
Yeah, they all can. If both are healthy, who you got, Clifford or Stevens, you think?
Clifford?
I know it's a toughie, Ross.
Yeah, that's I guess I'll go Clifford based on what I've seen. I mean, Tommy looked bad last year, but he was injured. That makes it so hard.
Yep, that'll do it for quarter number three from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. We're going to finish strong with quarter number four and our blue-white takeaways. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.